you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for all the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei with you here today. A lot of talk, people fired up about what the second and third rounds could be like for the Browns. Could Aaron Murray be a part of those plans? We just heard about him quite a bit. Joining us now from Lakewood is Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys, I really love your show, and I respect your in-depth knowledge on all these draft picks. But Aaron Murray sounds interesting if Manziel is not there at four.
Okay.
Okay, but some things I want to point out regarding Manziel is I think the guy is an enigma, much like in the sense Fran Tarkenton was.
And that's who Gil Brandt compares him to. Yep.
And how many Super Bowls did Fran Tarkenton get Minnesota to?
Three.
Even though he never won one, of course, they went up against arguably the best team ever, the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the second greatest teams ever, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at least he got them there, and they always had a chance of winning.
But here's the thing, now, and as much as I love Fran Tarkenton, great admirer of him as a young man, but we're talking about almost 50 years ago.
We
with
are.
The NFL game now.
We are, which is probably why nobody, Gil Brandt talks about
it. I'm old school. I love old school.
Old school's cool.
Always old school cool. And, you know, I'm grateful that I can reference the 1960s and remember that as a kid. But, Nathan, again, you know, 40 to 50 years ago, look at how the dynamic of the game has changed.
The speed of the game
has changed. Do you think Fran Tarkenton was, worried about backside blitzes that are disguised? And, you know, so you get my point here. Again, great respect for, but I'd be careful in comparing him to someone of another era like that.
It's tough. And again, the thing that is the biggest question, and even takeaway right now, what he does or does not do from the pocket. Obviously, we know that's a point of emphasis and improvement. Can he continue to win physically as he does right now at his size at this level? And I think he's got to change a lot to survive here in the National Football League. But at the same time, how much of what makes Johnny Johnny do you lose when you ask him to make those changes?
And I've been asked that quite a bit because, as I said, I love the swagger. I love the want and the will and the passion and the leadership. You love all that. And you're right. You don't want to take that completely away. But, Nathan, then there's that fine line of demarcation that you and I talk about so much. That's great. And you don't want to eliminate that from them. But you have to ask them to conform, as we have not seen them conform, at Texas A&M to your system and what makes it successful. And if you aren't convinced he's willing to do that.
Or capable.
Or capable. And it's all going to be, I'm just going to ad-lib every chance I get. And if I, hey, coach, if I pull it down, I pull it down. Because I think we can make something better. Then you're being divisive to those other 10 on your offensive unit in the huddle. You're asking them to adhere to the system that you believe that's going to win. That's why I say, I love the kid's will, but there's a real fine line there when you're talking about, can he subjugate all of that stuff to be productive in the NFL?
And you know, here's a name that I'm going to throw out that I haven't heard a lot of people compare Johnny Manziel to because it doesn't make sense physically. But hear me out. Dante Culpepper had a very good stretch for a few years in Minnesota.
I see where you're going.
Dante Culpepper similarly did not understand necessarily progressions, didn't understand concepts. He would get to the top of his drop, stand flat-footed, kind of look around, at the last second make a play with his leg, and had a strong enough arm to chuck the ball down the field. And that worked for a while.
What did he ultimately ever win?
Nothing. And when his physicality, and this is a guy who was 250 pounds, who was built like a linebacker, but when he was unable to physically win week in and week out in the National Football League, he went away, and he went away in a hurry after being a guy who was incredibly prolific at a time with one of the best receivers in the league, of course, in Randy Moss. And then you wonder, he never was able to make that next step. He was never able to get to that next level in his career and adapt. And when your physicality runs out, you've got to be able to win with your mind and adapt to stay in the National Football League. And I don't know if Manziel can do that.
It's my biggest concern as well. We've talked about it all week long. And again, for all you Manziel lovers, listen, I got a lot of admiration for the young man. As I said, I love all of the attributes that he brings, but there are some things that Listen, I think the NFL organizations are concerned about these very things, whether he'll conform enough that you can feel good about when you got him out there, that he's going to run your system as opposed to just saying, I can get something better by keeping this play alive and extending this play. It's not going to work. Play to play, 75 to 90 snaps every Sunday in the NFL.
And
it's not.
Right, and Culpepper similarly was an improv guy week in and week out, and he had that year, 2004, I'm sure everybody remembers it, 4,717 yards, 39 touchdowns. And when you think about
those numbers
in the context of 2004, they were ridiculous. Well, guess what? Never threw for 1,600 yards or 7 touchdowns in a season again after that year. People can catch up to him. It is very interesting. But Johnny Manziel has the mind to break out of that mold and be more than that, and you would be drafting him on potential. Let's talk to Marvin now in Cleveland. Marvin, you're going to tell me I'm crazy for loving Aaron Murray, aren't you?
I'm definitely going to tell you you're crazy, but I got great reasons why you're crazy. He never won a big game in his collegiate career. Every bowl game I've seen him, he showed up terrible. I mean, sure, the numbers were good, but he never won. He never won anything in Georgia, and we need winners, at least for Johnny Manziel, he beat Alabama. And another thing for Andy Murray, he's coming off a torn ACL, so now we got him and Brian Hoyer both repairing ACLs. We don't need that kind of injury-prone depth on our QB roster. I just think it's a bad pick. I pray we don't take Andy Murray. He is not legit. I can't see him winning a big game in Cleveland, not coming out the SEC. Those numbers are fool's gold like Tim Couch's were.
All right, well, let me say this about Aaron Murray.
The football quarterback, not the tennis player.
That's right, yes.
Aaron Murray.
2012, he beats Tennessee, he beats Kentucky, he beats Florida, beats Ole Miss, beats Auburn 38-0 in 2012, by the way, beats Tech. His losses that year, South Carolina had a tough day that day, 35-7, lost to Alabama 32-28 in a very good football game against them, won the Capital One Bowl against Nebraska 45-31. 2013, you fast forward, a very interesting situation. They played a lot of tough games, but he went on and was clutch at the end, beat LSU. If you watch the Auburn game, he won that game for Auburn. They had that game won, and then the tip pass happens, and then he still led them back down with the moxie to be in position, but they ran out of time. I think Aaron Murray is a quarterback who can win, beat Florida again last year. I like Aaron Murray. I think he's got what it takes. Like I said, beat LSU this year. LSU was a darn good football team this season.
Johnny Manziel had his poorest day as a collegian. And again, it's all his fault. But if you go back and look, and I did, I looked at all of his great ones.
Oh, that was his worst by far.
The LSU game in the last 2 years, he got nothing accomplished. He'll tell you that. His Texas A&M team didn't get anything accomplished. And Les Miles' defense shellacked them.
Yes, and Aaron Murray in that same, against that same LSU team, 20-34, 298 yards, 4 touchdowns passing, 1 interception, and ran in a touchdown as well, 92.1 QBR. And if you know the QBR system, that is very, 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 very good. All right, we will be back with more here, including the Friday forecast. Our producer, Jason Gibbs, will ask us some big-time questions. Reg Eye and I will give you some big-time, hopefully, answers as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, rolls on here on ESPN 850 WKNR.